Ahoy, mates! You're tuned into Yachts, the perfect escape vehicle. This is Gary Fretz, and my co-hosts are Stephen and Estelle Cocroft. You might be wondering why yachts make the best escape solution. Well, it's because you can find liveaboard yachts for $15,000, $15 million, and everywhere in between. They serve as your home, and they provide inexpensive transportation around the world. Yes, it's possible to sail around the world for next to nothing using wind power. And if you'd like to know how to do that, just stay tuned.
Hi, guys. Today we're going to talk about new boats, used boats, building your own boat, and building a boat in a shipyard. We all know that we can never find the perfect boat, but you can get it as close as possible when you do build your own boat or when you have it built by shipyards. Stephen, you and I built our own boat, or you mostly, I suppose. do you want to talk about a little bit about what you experienced about building our own boat?
Sure. You know, in South Africa, when we were putting our boat together, there wasn't really the opportunity to go down to the local dealer and buy a boat, because in South Africa, the trend was for people to build their own boats in the backyard, and so we followed the trend. The percentage of people that finish boats in their backyard is probably about 2% of everyone who starts them. So you would drive around and see all these boats in backyards, and you would know that only 2% were ever going to hit the water for various reasons.
Wait, why is that? That's incredible.
Well, you know, financial, you know, guys, a lot of guys would buy a boat, they'd buy maybe a hull and deck and bulkheads, and then they'd think, okay, well, as I make money, I'll put it together. The average time it took someone to do one of these projects was actually 10 years. We were very lucky. We had the financial ability to build constantly, and so we from start to finish built ours in 2 years. You know, they're very custom boats, and so you've got to actually go and get a lot of input. I mean, what I used to do is drive around to all the different brokers and tell them I was interested in buying a boat specifically, and I'd give them my brand of hull that I had, and then I would go and say, wow, this is great, and take photographs like crazy. So I had about 1,000 photographs of sister ships to ours, and that's how we decided what to do inside our boat. There were no plans. We had to invent the whole thing from scratch. So, you know, building a boat, you need some pretty good technical ability. I wasn't that good when we started it, but believe me, after 2 years of hanging upside down in that boat every single spare minute I ever had, you know, I pretty much knew my boat, and I pretty much knew how to, you know, how to fix it and how to build a boat. You know, the problem is that the time and the time you dedicate to the boat. Sometimes I used to sit and wonder why I just didn't buy a new boat. Also, you know, there are a lot of skills that you just can't develop in the time that you have to build a boat, such as woodwork. So I had some expert or also some cabinet makers and really good carpenters that came in to assist with the build of the boat. But the net result was Royal Salute, which is a beautiful monohull, 45 foot long. We launched her in Cape Town, and, you know, we sailed her up the eastern seaboard of Africa. We stopped in Madagascar, Kenya, Tanzania. We went around the Horn of Africa, dodged them pirates, up the Gulf of Aden, into the Suez, or up the Red Sea first, through the Suez, into the Med, across the Med, out of the Med, out of Gibraltar, and across to the Caribbean, and ended up in the U.S.
Wait, I'm just curious, but not counting the hours you put into the boat, did you make money when you resold Royal Salute, or what?
Well, we were pretty lucky. We ran a sailing school in St. Martin and taught a lot of people how to sail, and the boat was our teaching aid. So the boat almost earned as much money as she cost us to build. And then if you took the exchange rate of the day, we sold her for essentially what she cost us in rands in South Africa. So that was a particularly good boat because we made the asset work for us.
We found that a big problem with home-built boats is that it sometimes look home-built, and that detracts from the value of the boat. We were lucky enough, like Stephen said, we had good cabinet makers who really did a fantastic job in our boat. And so, you know, she looked like she was built in a shipyard, a professional shipyard. Also, our systems, we had a friend of ours work with us on the systems. And you know, it was near perfect by the time we were done with this. And so we had those advantages. That it's difficult to do it yourself, but if you have perseverance and money, you can do it.
But don't you think there's a hell of a lot more that goes into a boat than you anticipated?
That's an understatement. If I'd known how much went into that boat, I would have just sucked it up and paid for so I let someone else build. You know, it was a huge amount of work, but had a lot of help from a lot of vendors. You know, it was a fun project and it stood us in good stead. You know, thereafter for sure. You know, as far as running our boat, we did 34,000 miles with the boat, and it gave us very little trouble.
Yeah, I have to agree. We love the boat, and if we hadn't done it ourselves, we probably would have ended up with a lot more finger trouble. However, unless you are absolutely devoted to this project, don't even start it, because it's, like Stephen says, you know, very, very few people ever finish it, and you very seldom get your money out of it once you started the project. So, you know, even if you sell the Island Deck or whatever project, how far you come with the project. So, be sure that that's what you want to do.
Yeah, Estelle was quite fine letting me start the boat because she never thought I'd ever finish it. She thought, oh, well, that'd be something to keep him busy. When the day came, I said, right, we're getting ready. We've got to get trucks and we've got to get all sorts of things. We've got to launch the boat. She was actually quite shocked that, you know, this had all come to pass. But you know, we did it. And would I do it again? I don't think I'd do it again. I'm not that passionate about manual labor.
Well, thank you for those valuable tips. We're going to be right back after this short break. And you are listening to Yachts, the perfect escape vehicle, only on Overseas Radio Network. And this is Gary Fretz, Stephen Cocroft, and Estelle Cocroft. We'll be right back.